You might remember better than me, so I think you should give it.
Well, okay, you loved pacifiers. You were very attached to your pacifiers, and they were very effective at pacifying you. And in our family, we called them whoobies. We didn't call them pacifiers.
That's right. Whoobies, yeah.
Which I just think that word is so funny, because I think every family kind of has their own vernacular of, like, what to call that
item. Absolutely.
So you loved your whoobies, but you were getting to the age when it was make your teeth come in horizontal if you kept sucking on them all the time. So Mom and Dad had to figure out a way for you to relinquish the pacifier. They came up with this idea that you would take your pacifiers on your third birthday and bring them to your friend's house, because your friend had just had a little baby sister added to the family, and you were gonna, and her name was Evangeline, and you were gonna give your pacifiers to Evangeline.
Right. Yes.
And you were warned in advance that this was coming. And I was warned in advance that it was coming also. And I thought that it was potentially a very risky idea, actually, because I did not want to listen to you scream the whole day. So I wasn't totally sure if this was a risk worth taking.
I think ultimately it proved to be a good risk, because I don't remember anything negative about the experience. Truly, I just remember walking around the corner of our neighborhood with the sidewalk and with everyone. I think it was just our parents. I'm not sure if you were there.
I think there was a procession.
Yeah. I remember there being several humans there.
Mm-hmm.
And just walking around the corner to their house, opening the door, and I think Evangeline's dad took the whoobies that were in a big freezer grade plastic bag. So I had a lot, guys. And he took them, probably threw them out afterwards. There's no way that their brand new baby used those infected whoobies. And yeah, that's really all I remember. I don't remember anything negative. So it worked, I think. Right?
I thought it worked. I remember being surprised that you didn't freak out. I remember thinking, like, God, I hope they've held on to at least one or two secretly in case of emergency, because I do not want to have to deal with the consequences of this.
I think it helped that it was for a purpose. You know, it wasn't just having me throw them away. It was very much, okay, I've reached a point where I can give these to someone else. You know, there was an intention behind it, which I'm sure at the time is how I dealt with giving away the whoobies, but having it be like, this is supposed to help another mm-hmm. human, I think that helped me.
So, Mom, how did the pacifier plan come to be?
It came to be because Sarah was very attached to her pacifiers. She was an extremely well-behaved baby, but she really, really liked her pacifiers. And when she turned two, your dad thought that she should probably give up the pacifier. And Sarah was not ready to give it up when she turned two, or when she turned two and a half. But by the time she got to be three, Dad was laying down the law, and at that point I couldn't really argue with him anymore. We were friendly with a lot of the neighbors, and one couple, Rose and Wes, were expecting a baby pretty much right about the time that Sarah was going to be three. Dad brought the idea to me, and Rose had said, why doesn't Sarah bring the new baby her pacifiers? And that'll be like a way for Sarah to give them up and do like a big girl thing. I thought, you know, I think that's a really good idea. Like, I'm still nervous about how this is going to go, but what better way than that, right? Because when I was a little girl, my dad made me walk up to the kitchen garbage and open the cabinet myself. And when I didn't want to open it because I was crying, he opened it for me. And I had to reach up because the kitchen garbage seemed like it was about 8 feet high. And I had to drop my pacifier in the garbage can. And I'm 56 and I can still like get teary about it. It was really hard, you know, and I didn't want that to happen for Sarah.
Were you worried that things might not go according to plan?
I was really worried about that. I was worried that Sarah would pick up on my anxiety about it, that I was anxious for her and what that was going to feel like for her. And I was a little sad because in some ways pacifiers to me were about being a baby, and my little one was not going to be a baby anymore. And then I decided, well, that's my issue, not Sarah's issue. So then it was like, okay, I think it was the night before we got out a clean, brand new Ziploc bag, and we put it on the counter. But I don't think we put any pacifiers, or maybe we put all of them but one, because Sarah had a pacifier that night. And then I think that's right. We put the pacifiers, because we had a huge collection. She was very color coordinated. And then Sarah had to bring me the last pacifier. And I remember holding the Ziploc bag open, and Sarah put it in the bag. And we zipped it up, and then Sarah carried them herself. I remember that we didn't talk a lot. I remember it as being sort of a procession over there. It's kind of funny, like, I never didn't want you guys to go through the phases of growing up, but there's always a little bit of anxiety, like, what if the first time she gets really upset and she doesn't have a pacifier? How is that going to go? Now, obviously, it's gone fine for the last 21 years, but, you know, at the time, we didn't know.
Okay, so why do you think this plan worked so well?
Because I think it gave Sarah the right amount of agency over the experience. Sarah knew that this was that she was going to be three, and it was her birthday, and she was going to get presents and stuff, but first she had to give up the pacifiers. But by saying she was going to give them to little Evangeline, and, you know, that this was a really good thing, and she was able to walk them over herself and be a big girl and be a big sister in a way that she hadn't really had that experience, I think that it worked. And I expected that maybe she'd have some backlash or something, but it really never happened.
I didn't think until now about the fact that the stages that you might go through as an individual are also stages for other people in your life, especially your parents.
Yeah, and I think we can see that with aging parents too, because your grandparents have gone through changes, and Dad and I are going to go through changes. Like, it will affect you guys. So aging is something, it's not only your age, but it's the people around you, too.
So, Dad, why do you think the Wibby plan worked?
I think it worked because it took the emphasis for Sarah off of being told no, she couldn't use these pacifiers anymore, to I'm helping somebody else, and it's more my decision. So I'm a big girl, and I'm being helpful.
It was like a way of assuming, like, a new identity. How do you look back on it now?
I suppose in the grander scheme of things, as kids or adults are aging, it's making those transitions and changes. It's a good thing to feel needed. My mom, who lives with us at 84 years old, insists on doing our wash and doing our dishes because it makes her feel needed, and it makes that transition from living independently to living in a new family unit easier, because everybody wants to feel needed and have a purpose.
It creates something generative out of an experience that might also have, like, some scariness to it, or like a feeling of loss.
Yeah. In both cases, facing a situation of change, that feeling of being wanted and needed and having a purpose was a helpful thing.
I think in a way it really was like a rite of passage. It involved the support of your family. It involved the physical action of walking there, mm-hmm. and handing over the bag.
Yeah.
And like helping you feel connected to the grand mystery of life.
Right. In a way that I would have just loathed had it not been done in that way.
Well, do you think that you would do this if you had a 2-year-old going on 3-year-old?
I think so. I mean, I think if my child shows a propensity for being like an extroverted kid, like I was always wanting to make friends, and specifically because I was extroverted like that, it helped that it was going to another person, you know? Mm-hmm. If my child had the same propensity for that, then yeah, I would.